Welcome to the Georgia Department of Education, Georgia Math Talks podcast series.
Welcome to the third episode of the Georgia Math Talks podcast series. During the last episode, we discussed college and career readiness in mathematics from the high school perspective, discussing academic programming options, and in this episode, we'll expand upon that to discuss additional dual enrollment options, including the high school post-secondary graduation opportunity that came as a result of the 2015 Senate Bill 2. I'm Leah Snell, the Mathematics Program Manager for the Georgia Department of Education.
And I'm Brooke Klein, the Secondary Mathematics Specialist for the Department of Education.
I'm Mike Wernicke, the Elementary Program Specialist for the Department of Education.
And I'm Molly Rame, Program Specialist for the Dual Enrollment Program.
And we are so excited to have Molly join us again for this episode to discuss a special opportunity for students, the high school post-secondary graduation opportunity to support students in their quest of becoming college and career readiness. So Molly is our dual enrollment guru here at the Department of Education. What exactly is that opportunity?
So this opportunity was introduced by the legislature for those students who knew already kind of what path they might want to go, especially our students who might be pursuing a technical certificate or a diploma program or an associate's degree in those high-need areas that we have in our state. We have employers moving in and saying we need workforce, and so these guys and girls that want to go straight into those workforces can take this opportunity to do that.
So the Georgia workforce is really expanding and growing in a lot of different areas.
Yes.
So does this opportunity allow for students to learn the skills needed to directly enter that workforce?
Yes. So the cool part is that there's kind of three options. They take nine courses through the high school that they have to take, and then the rest of their graduation requirements are actually college level courses. And they end up with either two technical certificates, one technical diploma, or one associate's degree, and whatever credentialing courses they need in order to take the certification test, whatever that level might be for their, if they're doing welding, if they're doing interpretation as a foreign language, whatever it might be.
Okay, so in mathematics, the graduation rule requires that students complete Algebra 1 or Coordinate Algebra, Analytic Geometry or Geometry, Algebra 2 or Advanced Algebra, and a fourth math option. So how does this opportunity differ so that the students are actually able to complete those TCCs and diploma or associate degree?
So if a student decides to take the post-secondary graduation option, what it used to be 2015 Senate Bill 2 and what we have in the legislature right now to name as Option B, to make it a little bit easier, but that student would take the Algebra 1 and the Geometry, or their equivalent, at the high school level, and then they would take whatever math requirements the college had for them. So if their certificate included a technical math class, then that's what the third one that they would take. If their associate's degree requires two maths or three more maths, those are the classes that they would have to take. But at the high school level, it's going to be the Algebra 1 or equivalent and Geometry.
Okay. So in the last podcast, we talked about accelerated course options as it relates to high school courses. And in this opportunity, it sounds like there are multiple opportunities for lots of different students based on their interests and desires after high school. What are some of the support and intervention options, Brooke, for students that are interested in Senate Bill 2 or the high school post-secondary graduation opportunity? What are some of the intervention options that could be provided if a student, for example, isn't able to attain the ACCUPLACER score necessary to enroll in some of the courses?
An option for students who haven't been able to meet the ACCUPLACER score to be able to enroll in this program is the high school course that came into play a few years ago, and it's called Technical College Readiness Mathematics. So students can enroll in this course either after they've completed geometry or analytic geometry, or while they are still enrolled in that in either of those courses. And this helps students prepare for the arithmetic portion of the ACCUPLACER. After they have gone through that course and attained the score needed on the ACCUPLACER, then they are eligible to enroll into this program.
So, Brooke, does that course count for Algebra 2 or Advanced Algebra?
No, it does not count for Algebra 2 or Advanced Algebra, in the sense that students enrolling in the Senate Bill 2 option, they only need to meet the requirements of the Senate Bill 2 requirements. They, I guess in a way you could say this is in a situation to where they would just need those first two courses and then they could enroll into this program to meet the requirements through that program.
So based on what you just explained, Brooke and Molly, what you explained earlier, students don't actually have to have all four math courses. They just need the two, Algebra 1 or Coordinate Algebra, Geometry or Analytic Geometry, right? And then whatever they need for their program.
So the two high school courses, yes, only the two high school courses, and then the rest of their math courses are going to be dictated by which program they pursue at the college.
So that's very flexible opportunity for students who are interested in supporting the growth of the workforce in Georgia.
One of the cool pieces of that, you're talking about the math program, is the technical math that is used for a lot of our welders or our technicians talks about more of the metric system, which they need on the floor. Their tools are metric, and mm-hmm. our students haven't delved deeply into that. So that course is much more useful for them to go into these fields rather than taking a college mm-hmm. algebra would be at that point.
So what happens if a student starts high school in one of our intervention courses, our support courses, such as Foundations of Algebra, for example? Are those students also able to participate in this opportunity?
Yes, they would be able to participate in this, but they would still need to get the requirements of this program, in that they would still need to complete the algebra or coordinate algebra and the geometry or analytic geometry.
Okay. So any other key points for our listening audience related to this great opportunity for students?
The one important part is that a student can pursue an associate's degree in any area. They can also pursue a diploma in any area. For the two technical certificates, there are identified five different areas at the moment, and those will be updated every year depending on what are the needs of the workforce for the state of Georgia.
Okay.
And I would just like to ask Molly again, from that perspective kind of we did with the dual enrollment, what are the challenges for counselors and students who are, you know, are interested in this? What do you see as the big points for them to be aware of?
The biggest part is going to be timing. So ideally, this student is ready to start at least by 11th grade. We're not just them figuring it out, because to get an associate's degree is going to take a little while.
So where can parents and schools and students find more information if they are interested in this opportunity?
I'd still go back to the Godot website. Again, the easiest to me, find our page. We are on the Career Tech and Transitions, and then you go to dual enrollment. But the easiest way, find the search bar, type in dual enrollment, it'll take you straight to our page. Or go to the College of Your Choices page. Again, type in dual enrollment in the search bar, and it'll take you straight to their requirements.
Okay, and we also address mathematics-specific questions, frequently asked questions related to this option in our dual enrollment, frequently asked questions that are on the math curriculum page. So thank you for joining us again today for Episode 3 of the Georgia Math Talks podcast series. Join us for Episode 4 as we continue to discuss ways to mathematize the world and ensure that students in Georgia have their needs met.
Thanks for listening. Please join us next time on our quest to mathematize the world.